When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to Season 1 now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Forgive me, Season 3, Episode 12, Closing the Case.
The fire started in the kitchen. Probably makes sense to start with the oven. Steel, so maybe. Where did I put that kit? Come on. Where? There it is. So, first step was to brush with the gentle brush. Oh, just watch it again.
Hello there, everyone. Thanks for stopping by my channel once again. All you private eyes out there are watching me. Get it? Like Hall & Oates? Well, anyway, before we get to the vidya, I wanted to give you an update on the family of pigeons we found in my bathtub.
Fast forwarding.
And I have to say, it's been better giving them the whole upstairs. My wife and I really don't mind the guest room. Enough about me. Let's talk about the brand new, state-of-the-art Private Ernie fingerprint kit.
Jesus, get to the point.
Alrighty, Private Eyes. Now, once you open your fingerprint kit, you're gonna sprinkle your Ernie dust. It's just talcum powder.
Right, the powder. Okay. Sprinkle that on this oven knob.
Now, take the patented Private Ernie gentle brush and brush it to reveal any prints.
Alright. Moment of truth here. Oh shit, I might actually have something.
Once you see something, take your tape.
Carefully.
Shit! Fuck, I smudged it. God, fuck!
This is Olivia.
Ah, Susan wants to talk.
Susan, I am not in the mood. I'm fine. I'm down at the church.
Again? Olivia, this isn't truth and justice. New clues won't just manifest at the crime scene.
They're knocking the building down tomorrow, so I knew this was my last chance to dust for prints. I nearly had one, too, if it wasn't for you having that bird call me making me smudge the damn thing.
Dusting for prints? To do what with?
I figured the person who did this would need to have touched something, so I bought a kit and figured I'd give it a shot.
There's no criminal case. The police won't just let us run them in their database.
I figured your friend down at the station maybe could do us a favor.
Oh, I am not wasting a favor from her on prints that will likely just show us one of those semen anyway.
What the hell do you want me to say, Susan? I've hit a wall with this and I need to figure out something. We can't just keep talking to the same people over and over. I feel useless.
Olivia, dear, are you all right?
What? Yeah. I mean, it's just been pretty hard, you know?
Susan! Phone! Hold that thought, Olivia. It's the office line. Yes? Oh, hello there, Supreme Admiral. I appreciate that, but you have to understand. Oh, no. No, I don't think that... Right now? Where? Oh, that should work fine. My assistant is already there. I'll see you shortly. Olivia!
Yes, Susan?
Our illustrious benefactor is headed your way and wants to meet. I'll be over in a second.
I take it he didn't love our most recent update.
I'll tell you more once I'm there.
Did I beat him?
Yep. What's the big hubbub?
He's just being a classic blow... Oh! Hello, Supreme Admiral! Great to see you!
I wish I could say the same. Where were you? Just rolling in mud?
It's soot. I was just combing your building again for clues.
Now? What kind of sham operation is this? It's been a month.
I've been down here 7 times.
And found nothing. I cannot believe what an unbelievable waste of resources you women are.
Now, Supreme Admiral, I know this has been a trying time.
What are you trying to say, Roger?
Olivia!
What I'm trying to say is that when you two sloppy, emotional women walked up to me after the festival, I should have sent you home to your spinster cats and hired a real detective.
I have worked way too hard to be talked to like this.
It's my money paying for that work, so I will talk to you however the fuck I want.
Like hell, I'm going to stand here and be scolded by Lulikes.
Olivia, take a breath for a second. Roger, I'm sorry this meeting got off on the wrong foot, but if you'll just listen
to me... No. You listen to me. This last month, you've come back to me with what? The oil had to get hot and nothing else!
Now, dear, if you'd let us explain...
As if I hadn't already laid out the only feasible leads for you on a goddamn silver platter. But you dismissed them like childish girls needing to solve their own little puzzle.
You have the self-control of a fucking spaghetti noodle.
I am closing the case. We are done. You will not be seeing a cent of your final invoice. You two bitches are such fucking scum. I sincerely hope that your business folds.
Get bent, you Napoleonic puddle of dog shit.
I am the Supreme Admiral of this building. You really need to learn to watch who the hell you're talking to.
What in the name of God is going on out here? Roger, I can hear you yelling at these two from inside the church while I'm giving confession. What is wrong with you?
Father, there's no need for you to be involved.
We're in the church parking lot and you're acting inappropriately. I think it's my place to get involved.
We've got it handled, Your Holiness. This big, smart man here was just teaching us about what incompetent little girls we are.
Now listen here, you little...
Roger, hey! You are leaving now.
Unhand me, you idiot!
Come on!
What the fuck? Who punches a priest?
Ooh! Excellent right hook, Olivia.
Thanks, Susan. Yeah.
And to think, you resisted when I told you to borrow my time of VHS tapes. I told you they'd come in handy during field work.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Jesus, my head.
Where am I?
Hello, son. My name is Saint Peter. Unfortunately, I checked the list and I don't see you on here.
Clem, if you're here, either I'm in our apartment or the devil has a really corny sense of humor.
Yeah. You're back home safe and sound, my sweetie. Away from the big bad seamen.
Oh, shit. Olivia, is she okay? Roger seemed completely out of control.
Can I borrow these peas? I need to ice my hand.
Sure. We do have an ice pack in the freezer.
Nah, these are fine.
Wait, what happened? Why are you here? Not that it's an issue, I just didn't expect anyone to be here. Even me, for that matter.
It's fine. I get it. You got knocked out, and then Roger was completely...
Miss Fleabag here put your assailant on his ass!
What did you just... Wait, does he know?
Father Antonio blabbed to him, and he has too many streaming subscriptions. Clem, I appreciate your doting and concern for my well-being, but could you maybe give us a minute here?
Fine. I'll be in my bedroom, praying my rosary.
Old man runs out of the house to drag his unconscious friend home from an assault, but what thanks does he get? Go to your room, he says.
His rosary is what he calls his Nintendo swap.
I was gonna say... Even for a priest, he really didn't strike me as the rosary type.
Is anyone the rosary type?
You are, Ben.
Ow. Okay, don't make me laugh.
Sorry. He really got you, huh?
You really got him, apparently. Where's the Supreme Admiral now?
Beats me. Probably hiding in his conversion van back at the office. We told him you wouldn't press charges if he paid out our retainer for the rest of the month.
Did he agree to that? Did I?
With you, I figured I was owed at least one punch in the face.
Fair enough.
With Roger, I think the realization that he just assaulted the pastor of his local church left him pretty amenable to our demands.
All's well that ends well, I guess.
Yep.
What is it?
What?
Oh, I know you well enough to see when something's on your mind. Plus, you've been around St. Pat's constantly the last few months and haven't said more than two words to me.
So? I told you I don't owe you any niceties, and you know full well I was working on this case.
No, sorry. I get why you were ignoring me. What's weird is that you're not right now.
I'm not just going to walk off with your peas.
All right, fine. Be like that.
Oh, save it for the confessional.
Confession is a great way to convene not only with God, but with yourself. But you have to be ready to take that step.
What the hell did I ever see in you?
Beats me.
You're not going to be this time, Cassandra.
All right, fine.
I knew it.
It's this case, Ben. Somebody really did burn down the A of A lounge.
Was the bowling alley burned intentionally too, or is that fire unrelated?
I'm serious, Ben. I have evidence.
Did you show Ted?
The fire marshal? Yeah, and he dismissed it out of hand, said it was a cut and dry cook fire, which is impossible based on the timeline I have.
He's never been the most thorough investigator. Let Clem go pretty crazy with the fireworks during the Easter vigil this year.
He's terrible. But listen, I'm 100% certain there was tampering.
That's scary.
I know. And it's been weeks, and I still don't have a clear lead on who did it.
Roger Brett and crew do have a special way of pissing people off. I can think of a bunch who probably wish they could have lit that match.
What about you?
Come on, Al. I'm a Catholic priest. Dealing with backwards-minded idiots like those men is just part of the job. Plus, you think I'd risk burning down this beautiful apartment?
That half oven from 1975 is pretty stunning.
I always say I'm in this business for the lavish lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
Well, I really appreciate you warning me about that.
Sure.
I have to be honest. From a distance, I'd thought you were just helping Roger cosplay as Joseph McCarthy.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't partly what he had me out there doing.
That explains why I had voicemails from half the Walters family last week.
No, really? Is Emily all right? I really didn't mean to upset her.
Emily's fine. She was worried about you, if anything. Said she thought you were in over your head and suggested I tell you to come to confession.
Damn. Kind of wish she was just mad at me.
Emily's a good Catholic. Very adept at helping you find your guilt.
Can't argue there.
So why put up with the charade?
Because that wasn't really the job. We had to appease Roger and have a couple conversations, but it wasn't the actual work.
What was the actual work?
Ben, somebody committed arson like 50 yards from here. I'm trying to catch a criminal.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, now you. What?
What?
You're thinking something.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm always thinking, you know me, but it's not anything more than my usual...
Ben, don't bullshit me. I know your I'm gonna ask a therapy question tone from a mile away.
I really don't want to pry.
Oh, God, you can be so dramatic. I'm sitting here with frozen peas on my hand while you nurse a concussion. I think we're past whatever boundaries we've put up. Pry away.
Fine.
Go on.
It's just knowing you the way I do, the way I did, I don't think it tracks to me that this lines up with your values.
Do you think I'm pro-arson? Sorry if we didn't talk about this when we made out in the rectory, but to clarify, I'm decidedly anti.
Jesus, Olivia. Come on, you know that's not what I meant.
So what do you mean?
I mean that I don't think you're decidedly anti a bunch of bigots getting their private bowling alley burned down. Or at least not somebody who would get all crime and punishment about it.
You know it's more nuanced than that.
Not really. Look, it's concerning that you found out somebody went out of their way to target that building, but nobody was hurt and St. Pat's didn't even get stained by the smoke. The only reason I even have to pretend to care is the A of A families make up 20% of the whole parish. What's your excuse?
I don't know, Ben. What do you want me to say?
Nothing. I just said I wouldn't bullshit you.
Fucking peas thawed out.
I'm telling you, grab the ice pack. It's awesome. I got it off of SkyMall.
God, you're such a weirdo, you know that?
Yes, I do.
Wait, is it a fish?
Yeah, you can just put your hand in its mouth. Hilarious, right?
I guess so.
It's not a real fish.
Yeah. The block lettering on the side that says hand fish is a dead giveaway.
Point taken.
It's really been a hell of a year, Ben.
Olivia, I know I keep saying it, but I'm so sorry. It's beyond unfair that you've had to go through...
No, listen. I'm past that. Over it? No. But I'm past it. I'm on to bigger and bleaker things.
Like what?
Like the rest of my fucking life, Ben.
Listen, I know things have been chaotic, but that will pass. You're an amazing person, and this can't...
That's the thing, though. It was chaotic. And it was horrible, and I was miserable and just shell-shocked. That day happened, and in the span of 24 hours, I went from a stable, if unhappy, marriage to running away, just to show back up at the house where I just ripped Sam's heart out before finally landing at my very unhappy parents' house.
Sounds horrible.
It was brutal.
but it was happening, so I just kept moving. I'd already quit my job and decided I wasn't about to beg for the firm to take me back, so I just started looking for the first decent job that would take me out of town.
Can't blame you.
It's funny, though. I cast a pretty wide net. I applied to things in London, California. There was a promising paralegal gig in Montreal, and I know enough conversational French, I figured I could pull it off.
So why here?
I wanted out of Binghamton. My parents were being miserable, and nothing I applied to seemed to be getting back to me immediately. And I was at that coffee shop downtown.
Binghamton?
Yeah. I was sitting at a table, and somebody had left one of those free classified papers on the table. There was an ad that just said, Susan Tubbles, Private Eye. Women only need apply. Job comes with an apartment. Must love birds.
Her voice really comes through in that copy.
She's a really gifted marketer.
So you called her?
Yeah, right from the coffee shop. I told her I had a law degree. She told me that this job pays like shit. I said I figured, but asked if it still came with the apartment. She said yes, and I moved in the next morning. That was all about a week and a half after you left.
Holy shit.
Yep. Then I started working the job, met people in town, found out you were somehow also in this tiny fucking town. We had our lovely reunion chat, and then nothing.
What do you mean?
I mean, I watched a ton of TV, got extremely good at cell phone solitaire, worked on cases with Susan, which is 90% listening to phone records and accessing databases, and hung out with Dame Judi Dench.
The actress?
The bird.
Oh.
In the span of a year and a half, I went from a life I was in complete control over to being a bird lady. It's not even my fucking bird.
I'm sorry, Olivia.
Seriously, stop saying that. I'm not looking for pity. Hell, I don't even regret it. How it all went down, sure. But I don't want to go back to that life. Which makes it even sadder for me, for some reason.
You know, I didn't mean I'm sorry like I apologize. I meant it more like I get it. I know the feeling.
Well, sure. I can imagine you not wanting to go back. Father Clem seems like a lot, but you hated Binghamton.
That I did. But I meant more the part about not being in control, feeling a little lost.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, feeling trapped and going through the motions to try and help people, but not being sure if the work you're doing is actually doing more harm than good. Very relatable to me.
You're saying I've been playing priest?
No, I'm saying I have. And it feels about as exhausting as this gumshoe thing you've got going sounds.
Pretty fucking exhausting, then.
Pretty fucking exhausting.
So what the hell do we do now? And I swear to Christ, if you say run away together...
No, I think the train left the station on that one.
Ha ha.
Seriously, though, for me, no clue. I like this town. I at least have a job I know how to do. And Clem's really annoying, and he can never know I said this. But, truthfully, I care about him a lot.
That's really sweet, Ben.
Yeah. But, seriously, I'm in enough of an ambivalent place. I expect I'll be floating down this river for a while, which might actually be what I need. I don't know. What about you?
Honestly, I just really wanted to solve that damn case.
I assume that ship sailed with the Admiral earlier?
Unfortunately, I don't think Susan is interested in doing pro bono work to help solve a mystery nobody believes happened. Or would even care about if they did.
Are you?
I'm not. That should have been an easier answer than it feels for me, but no, I'm not. Plus, I don't really have any more threads to pull at this stage anyway.
So, what next?
Whatever case Susan has for me, I guess. Frankly, though, this conversation has me realizing it's time to start figuring that out. That donut lady Lexi is pretty badass. Maybe I'll pick her brain.
I wouldn't look to her for advice on who to date, though.
Glass houses, Benny.
Right. My apologies.
Sergeant Odysseus, mother, I am coming for you.
I should get going. I told Susan I'd meet her at the bar to celebrate our free month of work.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, thanks again for punching Roger in the face for me.
It was truly my pleasure. Also, while I definitely need to find people in my life to talk to aside from my ordained ex-lover, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't helpful. So, thank you.
It was helpful for me, too.
By the way, did you hear that Luke and Sydney moved to town?
Yeah, they actually come to the church.
Ah, that makes sense. I guess I'm the only one who became a total heathen once I left Binghamton. Anyway, I bumped into them the other day. We're getting dinner next week. You should tag along.
Olivia, I appreciate it, but I really don't want to impose on you.
Ben, I'm past it. We're never going to be what we were, and hell, I don't even know if I trust you enough to call you a friend, but I'm in a place where we can at least be friendly, and we both clearly need to get out more. What do you say?
I'd be happy to join you guys.
Sounds like a plan. All right, I'm headed out. See you later, Father. Congrats on beating the rosary.
Thank you, dear. I've been stuck on that last Hail Mary for days.
See you, Ben.
Bye, Olivia.
Oh, actually, can I ask one thing before I head out?
Sure, what is it?
I'm definitely overstepping a little, but I have to ask.
Our whole dynamic is one giant overstep. I think I can handle it.
Okay. Did it come up at all in confession? The fire, I mean.
Oh. Honestly, no. And as messed up as it might be, I think I would have told you if it did.
Damn. It means a lot you'd tell me. See you later, Benny.
See ya all.
Is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Jack Marone
and
Bob Ramunda.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Emily Elizabeth, Olivia,
Jack Marone,
Private Ernie,
Lauren Grace Thompson, Dame Judy Dench,
Mama Bang Bang, Susan Tubbles,
Bob Frame, Roger,
Casey Callahan, Father Ben,
and
Josh Rubino,
Father Clem.
Script editing by
Jordan Stillman.
Dialogue editing by
Bob Ramunda.
Sound design and score by
Lily LeBlanc.
Mixing by me, Adam Raymunda. All of our graphic design comes from
Sam Twardy.
Season 3 of Forgive Me would not have been the same without our executive producer, Curtis Debrell Jr. This season, we've got a 13-episode Patreon-exclusive series called Confessions with Clem. Our patrons will get a glance into the secrets of the St. Patrick's community with everyone's favorite witty nihilistic priest. In our upcoming episode, Minnie comes in to divulge some secrets to Father Ben, but ends up running into Clem.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Oh, Minnie Mouse, no need to be so formal. Is that what Benji has you kicking off your confessions mid these days?
Oh, it's you.
Well, don't sound so relieved.
To get access to this Patreon-exclusive series as well as an ad-free version of our feed, become a supporting parishioner over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. That's patreon.com/roguedialogue. Find out what we're up to by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's it for now. We'll see you back here in 2 weeks for our Season 3 finale. Bye!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.